It's Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Now you can do something for your overweight dog. Introducing Bone Zempic.
Bone Zempic.
Is it time to give Bone Zempic to your dog? We say yes if you caught him humping a leg of lamb. The mailman distracts him with ketchup packets. When he jumps on the bed, it flings you off like a catapult. And when your vet says, "I'm sorry, I can't find his testicles."
Bone Zempic.
Bone Zempic. So your fat dog can be fat doggone.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
So today is National Fluffernutters Day.
I'll bring a fluffernutter.
Okay, give me all your fluffernutters.
Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No, they're delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious!
As long as I got a cup of coffee,
I'll try anything once.
Let's start the show.
Yep, let's do it. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill." And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And we take that day's show segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. And we drop that usually around noon or so. You can get that on the Alexa by simply saying, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." And she will. And then you can also search the Mike Show VA. If you don't like the Alexa or you don't want to use the Alexa, or, you know, you just find her to be tedious, you can just search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcast. It is our virtual time machine because simply we do a show pretty much every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. We do take a couple weeks off for vacation and stuff. So we do about 240 episodes per year, and we've been repacking as a podcast for about 4 years now. So you do the math. I don't have enough fingers and toes. But that's a lot. That's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of interviews. It's a lot of time. So, you know, if you got nothing better to do, just go on and listen to all of our podcasts. That would be an interesting and fun experiment to see what super fan has or could listen to every episode from start to finish, and maybe there will be a quiz. I don't know, but maybe there will be a prize, a new car. No, there will not be a new car. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, speaking of prizes, though, we do have passes to the Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival that's coming up this weekend at Rebeck Vineyards. We're going to talk about that. Radio 434 is the stage sponsor once again for all four stages. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll share what's coming up. We will be out there broadcasting live and on location both days, Saturday and Sunday. So come on out and join us. And if you'd like to secure some passes from us, then keep listening to this show and this Radidio channel. All right. Also, now it's going to be 80 some degrees. Okay, so it's false fall here in central Virginia, and all across the country. It's kind of false fallish in most places that get warm. But Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let me see what the forecast is. Weather forecast Pittsburgh, PA. All right, so right now it's 50. Is it right now it's 54? 63 precip humidity. What's the temp going to get up to? 69. I don't know. Anyway, but I digress. So Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they just put up their Christmas tree. I said they put up their Christmas tree, yeah, at the rink at PPG Place. I am originally from the Pittsburgh area, and there's a local news report about it. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, of course, we made a top list, top signs. It's way too early to put up a Christmas tree. Okay, this is 3 weeks before Halloween, and they put up their Christmas tree. All right, so we'll talk about that, plus our top list, top signs. It's way too easy, or way too early, rather, to put up a Christmas tree. All right, what else? Oh, yeah, of course we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
What in the gold dang world's going on in all these stores out there? I was in a store picking me up some Metamucil the other day, and they already have all the Christmas decorations up. Big giant Santas and reindeer and snowmen. It's barely November. Back in my day, you had Christmas on Christmas Day. You got up early, you put on your Sunday best. You went to church, you came home, and you didn't have no presents. So maybe your mom gave you an orange, and you were thankful you got it. Those were the days. Now these no-good brats today want 50 presents, Xboxes and iPhones, $1,000 gifts. Well, fooey! I'm not made of money, and I'm not Santa. So take down all your snowmen and reindeer. Guess what? You're getting an orange this year.
Oh, goody. It's the Mike Show. All right. So we mentioned at the top of the show, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the market where I was from, they just put their downtown Christmas tree up more than 2 months before the holidays. Lord. And that usually triggers plenty of adults who like their holidays to remain within designated time frames. But even some kids have beef with Pittsburgh.
I'm really excited because we're going to ice skate on, me and my family are going to ice skate on the tree. But I got to say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
Yeah, they should have. Okay, now he said he's going to ice skate on the tree. Well, they have a rink at PPG Place in downtown Pittsburgh. Here, let me pull this up if you're watching our Facebook Live video feed. There. It's very pretty. They've got an ice skating rink right there in downtown Pittsburgh, right at PPG Place. And then that's where the tree was put up. So, we already told you that. Local news, the local news did a report about the Christmas tree, which was put up in the plaza at the ice rink. But the ice rink doesn't even open until November 14th. That thing is not going to have any needles on it. I swear to God, it's not going to have any needles on it whatsoever. It's going to be such a sad-looking tree come Christmas time. Well, anyway, so that brings us to our top list, with Pittsburgh just putting up the city Christmas tree in October, early October, 3 weeks before Halloween. Obviously, they would have thought twice if they had seen our list. It's our top list today. Top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. All right, here we go. Number one, the only guy at the mall asking kids to sit on his lap was just hauled off by the police. Top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. Your sad aunt hasn't even hung her sad Thanksgiving flag yet. Top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. Even the redneck next door who leaves his lights up all year long is like, really? Yep. Top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. The Cleveland Browns are still technically in the playoff hunt. Browns. When you tell your kid that Santa's watching, she laughs and says, then Santa needs to get a hobby. Top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. The only white powder you see on the ground is when a supermodel sneezes. Top signs it's way too early to put up a Christmas tree. That dumbass Charlie Brown hasn't even ruined Halloween yet. Yeah. And top signs it's way too early to put up your Christmas tree. You don't have that terrible Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time song stuck in your head. Oops, you do now. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. So, okay. So imagine this, though. I opened up the YouTube this morning, and Chris, I opened up the YouTube this morning, and one of the things that popped up was Christmas songs. Christmas songs, Chris. Christmas songs. I mean, yeah, way too early. Well, we're going to talk about this. Plus, we have not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's National Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Here's a sign your dog is too fat. You throw a tennis ball, he returns with a donut. Pittsburgh already erected the city Christmas tree. I'm starting to understand why my redneck neighbor leaves his lights up all year. In sports, Travis Kelce now holds the Kansas City Chiefs record for all-purpose yards and for his wood to be sung about by a pop star. And Taco Bell tops the rankings for the fastest drive-through line and the longest bathroom line. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us on this Wednesday hump day edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. All right, coming up, we are going to get so smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get, we're going to get dumb with stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. Where's the banner? Where's the other banner? There it is. There's the banner. This portion of our broadcast, as we get rid of the tower camp, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, Chris, it's probably none of our business, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. The average weight for males in the U.S., ages 20 years old and older, is 199.8 pounds. The average weight for females is 170.8 pounds. I am maybe 16 pounds heavier than the average weight.
No, Mike, I don't own a scale.
There, get a little closer to your microphone. Number 2. The most common sentence in the Harry Potter books is, quote, nothing happened, end quote. The most common sentence in the Twilight books is, quote, I sighed, end quote. Number 3. The most money someone could make on an episode of Jeopardy is $566,400. But that would require getting the daily doubles as the last questions in both rounds and doubling up with them every time. The most somebody's actually won in one episode is $131,127. And then the wheel with Ryan Secretion. The Wheel gave out $1 million recently. I don't know. Like Ryan Seacrest needs another job, right? But he needs to take over the Wheel of Fortune.
Why not?
Number four. In the movie The Mask, Cameron Diaz's role almost went to Anna Nicole Smith. No, that wouldn't work. And then number five. There is enough energy in 1 gallon of gasoline to charge your iPhone once a day for over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. We've got Way Wednesday coming up. Christopher joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia. We're going to talk with Chris about everything that's going on. You guys have a busy, busy month and a busy rest of the year, quite frankly. So we'll talk about that and so much more. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Christopher joining us right over there.
Right over here.
Yep, right over there. He's over here now. So, busy, busy month for the United Way of Central Virginia. You guys just recently had the campaign kickoff. Now you've got some upcoming fundraisers, including a golf tournament towards the end of the week on Friday. So there's a food drive in the month of October as well. So lots and lots of stuff to talk about. Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you for taking time today. Let us know what all is coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning the food drive, because it actually was almost slipped my mind here before we started our segment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, we have a golf tournament coming up later this week. It is on Friday, the 10th. And that golf tournament, as a matter of fact, is just about sold out, I think, as of this morning. We still had one team available in the morning flight. So if you're interested in that, reach out and contact me. It is about $500 per team. But this tournament is important because it's a huge fundraiser for us. It's put on in partnership with the Williams Company, and they generously match every dollar that is contributed to this event, whether it be sponsorships, donations, team registrations, whatever it may be. They have some requirements, but beyond that, it's a dollar-for-dollar matchup, and it's really kind of a very significant fundraiser, getting money here into the community.
And you had mentioned up to $100,000.
Yes, up to $100,000 of
goodness
sponsorships,
gracious.
Registrations, and donations can be match.
Okay.
So absolutely, we still are able to take donations and sponsorships. Unfortunately, I think we're past the deadline for getting recognition materials printed, but okay. We would still welcome any kind of contribution from folks who are interested. It's not very often that you get a very genuine dollar-for-dollar match here. Yep. Going into the community like that.
And also, I just saw on your Facebook page, you're still accepting volunteers.
We are still accepting volunteers, yes. We always need some folks to work these events. I'm not sure off the top of my head how many we need, but yes, okay. Absolutely. You can find more online on our website on the page for this event.
All right. Well, in addition to all of that, you guys have again your campaign kickoff just started. What are the goals for financially to be raised by the United Way in your campaign? When does your campaign end, and what are the goals to reach?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so the official end is June 30th.
Okay.
Most of the activity happens by the end of the year. That's kind of just for philanthropic dollars, kind of the season, but also just our high season for the campaign as well.
Okay.
And we're trying to get in $1.4 million for the campaign into the community this year. So that's a big goal. We do have some time to make it, but it's a big goal, and that's all. You know, everything contributes to that, whether it be this upcoming golf tournament or, you know, donations to the workplace campaigns, sponsorships of any of our other upcoming events, or just individual gifts, whatever it may be. It all contributes to that goal.
Absolutely. And the money that's raised through this campaign and through these donations, that goes to what?
Goes to fund... We have, I think it's about 35 programs now that we are supporting at 24 different partner nonprofits. Being spread out, we have our kind of our four traditional buckets: health, education, financial stability, and basic human needs.
Okay.
So everybody that all of these programs that we're funding, they fall into one of those buckets. But it is in general kind of a force for good here in the community. We're really trying to cast a broad, I guess you'd say, umbrella there.
Yeah.
And fund a lot of good in a lot of different ways.
So, and it's worth pointing out, the United Way of Central Virginia has local Keystone partners that actually support the operations of United Way. So when you make a donation to the United Way, you can earmark that money to go towards any of those pillars or any of those programs or any of those partner agencies, and that doesn't go to pay the light bill.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, we have Keystone Partners. They fund, these are corporations that fund, effectively are investing in our operations.
Yeah.
And are funding the overhead part of that, so that every dollar that's raised through the campaign can go to our partner nonprofits here in the community.
Yeah. And it's important to note as well that the United Way is a fundraising organization. That money is it all stays local. So if you raise $1.4 million in this campaign, all that money stays local right here in Lynchburg and the surrounding counties, and funds these incredible programs. What was the statistic that you shared? How many folks? It was one in something.
One in six.
One in six.
Somewhere
people.
Between one in five, one in six. It's about 46,000, yeah. A little over 46,000 in the last year. So when you do the math, it comes out to be about one in five, one in six, somewhere in between those.
So one in six, one in five, one in six people within our local community have benefited in one way or another from these programs, services from the partner agencies, or the funds directly from the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tremendous.
And real quick, I did want to, I just realized that we skipped past it, even though you brought it up, the food drive.
Yeah.
I did want to really quickly just call attention to that, because it is ongoing. Yes, right on the screen there, exactly. We have a number of different locations that are hosting boxes for the food drive. If you see one of those boxes, we would love it if you brought in food to contribute to that. It's benefiting 13 local food pantries and food banks.
Okay.
But of course, at this point in time, you know, we're still early on in the month, we absolutely can still get you a box if you would like to have a box to serve as a collection point at your place of work, or, you know, just anywhere else if it's a place that that folks can access and bring donations. So we would love to still get boxes out there and collect donations. So if you're interested, please also reach out to us.
Absolutely. And check out, if you're listening, check out either our social media at the Mike Show VA, because we'll link up all of these locations, and we'll link up everything that you need to know about the October food drive. But if you just go to unitedwaycv.org, and there will be a link on this broadcast as well for that, you can find out exactly what's needed. It's non-perishable food items and hygiene products, paper products, cleaning products, things that that are new and unused that that your families out there would absolutely positively need going into the holiday season.
Yeah, and we also take monetary donations for that program, which we use. There's a lot of times items which are not as frequently donated, or which are not as conveniently donated, which we will then go buy using, you know, whether it be gift cards or cash donations.
Yeah.
We will take those and we'll buy those in bulk for the
one of the partner agencies I did an interview with them not too long ago, and they had suggested monetary donations go a lot further because they buy in bulk. And they're able to make $1 basically turn into $26 if you were to just go out and try and buy it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. We had last year a gift card donated by a unnamed retailer because they didn't repeat this year.
Yeah.
But it was extremely helpful in going out and having that flexibility to buy in large quantities items, which were affordable but also very effective in meeting a need.
Sure, absolutely. Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information about the United Way of Central Virginia's October food drive, their Williams Golf Tournament coming up on Friday, their campaign going on right now. If you're not contributing through your workplace, and if you are, maybe you're an HR person or you're one of the managers or even just an employee, you can reach out. Visit unitedwaycv.org to find out how you can set that up in your workplace as well. All right. Well, Chris, I think we've solved all the world's problems, at least right at the moment.
I feel like we do that every week, Mike.
Yes, but then the problems keep coming back. You see, it's like, but we'll solve them again. Chris, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up in mere momentitos. We have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food, donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit unitedwaycv.org. for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, somebody used AI. I said somebody used AI to have Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers go at it in a WWE wrestling match, and it's hilariously entertaining. They come out with buxom babes. They're doing ladder jumps. Here, listen.
Into this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the ring,
and he's got Marilyn Monroe on his arm.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw.
Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day to paint this canvas with your blood.
Rogers swings. Block. Ross spins.
Back elbow. One, two,
he got
three.
It.
The artist pulls it off.
Bob Ross has done it. The happy little painter just pinned Mr. Rogers, and he's the 1997 World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion.
Good Lord. All right, here, let's skip that. Let's use that for stupid criminals as well. All right, Airheads. Because that's the company, right? Sorry. Airheads is giving people a chance to win a creepy decoy boy and telling people the fake kid is a way for adults to go trick-or-treating and not get hounded for being too old. Here's the commercial they put together for Decoy Boy.
For too long, getting older has meant giving up the joy of trick-or-treating. Luckily, Airheads has a solution. the decoy boy.
Trick or treat, airheads, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your child?
Yeah.
The decoy boy is a humanoid robot with innovative candy extracting technology that makes it socially acceptable for you to go trick or treating.
Please place airheads into my human hand. Can I have one more? Please, please, please.
And in case of emergency, there's always tantrum mode.
Yay! Airheads!
Yeah, okay. Let's see. A new study shows that only 14% of us admit to heckling athletes at a game. On top of that, 80% of people say they've never, ever done this.
Pitcher's got a big butt. Pitcher's got a big butt.
All right. Skip that. Skip that. What is this? Hulu had plans to air a docuseries about Bill Belichick's first year as coach of the University of North Carolina, but their football team. But since it's a losing season and thousands of fans walked out of the last game before halftime, Hulu dumped the series. Well, we wondered what it would sound like if it did get made after all. Well, here's a teaser.
I've always wanted to coach college football.
This clip right here, this is 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. I see more people in the band right here than in the stadium.
I can't do this anymore, guys. I'm retiring from coaching college football because Clemson just bent us over and spanked us in front of our 50 fans. And those 50 fans left after the first half. I don't blame them, to be honest. So that's why I'm choosing to retire. No idea why I even signed with this school with trash players in the first place. A bunch of useless trash cans who are all on their way to become Pizza Hut workers because they damn sure aren't going to get into the NFL.
All right. Now, by the way, that last part is an AI comedy video somebody made. let's see. What's this one? No, skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Clint Jackson on how weird Halloween is.
Boy, man, they started Christmas early this year. You know what I'm saying? They started Christmas this year before Halloween. You should never see a Santa Claus with a pumpkin head. Not that I care about Halloween. I don't get Halloween at all. You disguise the kids and send them out begging. Go on, Pocahontas, you're on your own tonight. Bring me back a Snickers.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Yeah, one of the most bizarre thefts of the year seems to have been resolved. Well, sort of. You may have heard about how a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire was stolen from a Los Angeles gas station a couple weeks ago. Well, surveillance footage showed a thief removing Claire and then loading it into the back of a truck driven by somebody else, and then they drove away. Well, the dinosaur was returned overnight on Monday, anonymously, with a note that was attached to it that said, I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please do not press charges. Claire's return was also caught on surveillance video. But the owner of the gas station said they will not press charges and are just happy to have the dinosaur back. He says they will be bolting her down really, really good, though. It's unclear if the theft was just some kind of a prank or a stunt, or if they thought they could get away with it, but then chickened out after the story went viral. Do we have audio on this? Here's the gas station owner, John Fawcett, talking about getting Claire back.
You'll never believe it. I said, what's going on? She says, Claire's home. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out.
Are you going to press charge?
Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home.
And there you go. What else? Do we have another one? Ooh. A Kentucky man was arrested after putting out Halloween decorations that depicted bodies of local officials. Yeah. Here's one official, Eddie Barnes, talking about seeing the decorations that Stephen Markham had put out.
At first, I didn't know what to think about it because I actually drove by and seen it in his yard. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Two women from Germany went on a safari in Africa and surprised their driver by bringing him along. He's from South Africa, but said he's never been on a safari tour before. He was planning to wait for them in the parking lot until they told him they bought him a ticket. Here's the moment they broke the news.
Actually, we have a surprise for you. You don't need to wait. You're coming with us.
Oh!
Yeah! you're going to see the lions too.
Okay! I didn't know! And the
girls, surprise! You don't need to wait for us. You're coming with us.
Okay. Yeah, that sounded a lot like him, but it's not. So here, let me share this, I want to share the story up real quick. There is the driver, and there's the German tourists. All right. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.